can't say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
Everybody, this is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. Flying life's highway with a jolly song and a bit of philosophy that may fit in with your scheme of things. And if it does, and we've given you just 1 minute of happiness, we're indeed bounteously repaid. I don't know how many folks I'm a-talking to that have been raised on a farm, but I suppose there's quite a few. And I'll venture there's a lot more that we're not, that would like to have been. I think a large percentage of folks love country life, or at least they love the word or the thoughts of it. Hard and dirty work, you say? Yes. But oh, what a wholesome, clean life it gives you in return. Lonesome? Well, it depends on how much you love all outdoors and nature. Of course, you don't get to go to swing dances and swell cafes and movies and such. But you got a perfectly marvelous romantic moon and starlight heavens and the sweet perfumed air of new-mown hay and clover blossoms and the chirping of the frogs and the crickets make up a swing tune that's mighty hard to beat. And then there's the church socials and choir practice and the taffy pullings and the huskin' beans and the hay rides. Oh, good land of Goshens. You could just ask Ma or Pa about them. And Sunday evenings after church, naturally the young lady and you have got to drive plumb over to Five Point Holler to get ice cream and gumdrops. And then, on Saturday night, of course, is always band concert night at the park or the public square in Dingville. You think you travel apace in the city? You ain't got nothing on your country cousins. No siree.
My hometown is a one-horse town, but it's big enough for me. The population is scattered and small. You can't find the town on any map at all. But just the same, it means the world to me to be with Mother and my family. My hometown is a one-horse town, but it's big enough afford me.
What in the world started me off on such a rampage about the country and country folks? My goodness. Oh, yes, I know. No matter whether you were raised in the country or not, we all know what a plow is. Well, I happen to see them plowing up a lot near here, getting ready to build a foundation for one of those great big marketplaces. And I guess that put me in mind of the country. But as I stood and watched this pair of mules pulling this plow, and it turning over the earth, I just couldn't help but think of folks in connection with it. In respect to each one of us as we go through life, a plowing a furrow. And according to how deep and how straight we plow that furrow, as to what our harvest will be in the end. Whether it be in a 10-acre field or in the business of social life. You know, I'll never forget the first time old Uncle Cal let me take the plow and go down and back where he was a-plowing. Well, sir, you should have seen that furrow when I got back to where he stood. It looked as if I had tried to cut 3 furrows at once. The old plow skewed off a dozen times. And it looked like I had left islands every 50 feet. Well, sir, Uncle Cal just turned the horses round, quiet-like, and he made me go right back down those same furrows. And he sort of guided my hands. Yeah. And then he took the next one himself. And you'd never know that I'd messed it up. And so it is with life. We start out plowing our furrows in life, and our plow strikes a stone or a stump and skews off. And when we get down the field a ways, we look back and see how messed up that furrow is. And then if we really want to know just how to do a good job, our Heavenly Father takes our hands and guides us and teaches us how to plow straight and dig deep. And then if we do some careful sowing, we come out at harvest time with a real bumper crop.
Wabash moon, keep shining on the one who waits for me back home in Indiana. The weeping
peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll have a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the body. Goodbye.